This is more of a broad goal than anything specific, but I would really like to play a villain with a redemption arc in something like a Disney movie or a general video game like Tales of Arise or one of the Tales series. I just find them really interesting, more so than any other real character, like a protagonist. It's just, when you have a villain with a redemption arc, they have a lot more character depth and character development than most other characters do. I kind of already do. I mean, Stream Beats is free. I occasionally use music from Jesse Gallagher, and he puts his music out for free. And now and then I make my own music, which it's just generic looped music, but I think it's still pretty good. I know enough Russian, Japanese, and Latin that I've already sprinkled them into a few audios. I don't quite know enough to voice them completely for an audio, but I just really think they sound, well, romantic and awesome and, well, I lived in Japan for 2 years thanks to the military, and they just sound unique and wonderful. If I could, I would go back in a heartbeat. And when I was in Korea, that's when I knew most of the Russians I knew. I learned a fair bit then, I learned a fair bit since then. I've learned a fair bit of all the languages of all the countries I visited, but out of all of them, I think those two have really stuck with me for various reasons. For some reason, my voice can normally trigger almost every smart device. I would do it now, but I don't want to trigger yours. Just think of the power that AI would have being able to do that. That's a wickedly evil thought, isn't it? So much power in one AI. Being able to just say, probably a guided meditation with subliminals, suggesting everyone be kind to everyone out there, and to promote peace and growth. There's far too many mean people in the world, and even if I can only change the hearts of one person a tiny bit, I think it would be well worth it. Either that or some sort of comedy or a meme audio or a video. Maybe an egg drop meme. Something to get clickbait views or something. Yeah, Tyler Forte agrees. You'd want to see that too. My ideal recording environment. Currently, I almost have it now. Two monitors, computers remoted to the other wall, tapestries everywhere to sound deaden things, two microphones on a boom arm. My only real complaint is there's a set of stairs just on one wall, and that produces a lot of noise. I work with it, though. In the future, though, a dream of mine would be to be able to set something like this up for multiple people and to actually run sort of a VA, an English VTuber agency, where we could either, I almost want to say, work from home or come in to a studio and stream or record. We could support each other and give each other advice and cover for each other, help each other out where we could. Far off dream, but it is what it is. I honestly don't remember my high school drama teacher. That was 22 years ago now. So, eight years ago, I think now, I was actually asked to help write some technical journals for the military after I got out. But I was not in a position to be able to move to where they needed me. So I just sent them some notes on what I remembered of the equipment they were asking about. As for a textbook chapter on voice acting, there are certainly more knowledgeable people than me on the subject, but since I've been involved with a lot of aspects of audio production since 2007 in both the military and civilian sides, I think I would actually get involved at least a little bit. And I would at least make sure there's some public speaking, as well as hardware concerns addressed in the textbook chapters. Because realistically, I think that those are probably the keys and the fundamentals at the very beginning. If you can't speak impromptu in front of at least a small audience, and if your hardware isn't at least able to clearly pick up and convey your voice, you're already dead in the water. Oh, the top three changes. Well, from what I've seen, YouTube tends to punish smaller channels and promote bigger channels just because. And it's really hard for smaller channels to gain traction. I would do my best to rebalance it so that smaller channels find it easier to gain traction. They get promoted more. And bigger channels, they wouldn't get promoted less, but they wouldn't get promoted over the smaller channels when those smaller channels are also subscribed to. Another thing, when a video is demonetized, it's promoted far less, almost not at all. That's wrong. It should get promoted just as much. It should get just as many views. It should just... Yeah, that's just wrong. I guess I really just have two. Neon Genesis Evangelion. I watched it in English dubbed first, and it was just, the English dubbing was just, the animation back then compared to today was not the greatest, but the English dubbing was just spot on. And ADV, the studio that was doing it, I watched the VA tracks of quite a few of their DVDs back then, and eventually their Blu-rays, and it was just hearing them talk about their experiences, recording them was just amazing. Between Evangelion and Excel Saga, Puni Puni Poemi, I want to go back and watch them again. You know, after basic training, with all of the silly and seemingly pointless things that we did there, I have never taken any lesson about anything in life as silly. One of the first things we did in basic training was put down and pick up our bags for over an hour. That drove into us the realization that we were really there. And then at the top of our lungs, we screamed, "Pop!" And that was to make sure that we knew that we needed to pull our heads out of our butts. That was our first night there. Before we even got into the barracks. So, any lesson about voice acting, or writing, or crafting in general, audio production, I have not thought it silly in the slightest. If I were to give someone advice that may seem silly, it would probably be that to get rid of the pops and clicks in your mouth, water is not always the best option. Sometimes you have to try juice or diet soda or just something with sugar in it to lubricate the whistle. Definitely do hydrate, but sometimes a sip of something with sugar in it just adds that extra little lubrication to get rid of the... Yeah. And if you have a sore throat, or if you think you might have a sore throat, lemon and ginger tea with honey, or ginger tea with honey, like on the set of The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings, that's called Gollum juice. On top of that, finding a good mic and a good place to record, that can be incredibly difficult. When I started out, I had a $8 microphone, and I recorded in some of the noisiest places, and I used so much noise filtering, it was insane. But now I've got like $1,000 worth of equipment sitting on my desk, and The production value is definitely better, but on top of that, you also have to remember, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. Never stop improving your craft.